And so, it's also the teller's boimed. So you don't just estimate how much the tenth is, you don't have to really measure it out. If you just think that this side should be Truma's Maisa, it's also good. Now, Maisa, Kai Rachmana Truma. Maisa is also called Truma. You see, the Pasuk says, Ki es Maisa b'nei Yisrael sheirimu l'Hashem Truma nasati l'leviyim l'nachlo. So the Pasuk gives the same alochas to Maisa. Just like by Truma's Maisa as a locher of Machshava, so Maisa also has a loch of Machshava. And he holds the Iskish Maisa Behema la Maisa Dogan, that Maisa Behema is a Hekish to Maisa, take off Maisa by wheat. So Ma Maisa Dogan, this one would take off the Maisa gift for Levi. Nitl Boimid, you don't have to have exactly one tenth. You can estimate a tenth. Over Machshava is not just a think in your mind, you want that to be Maisa, is Af Maisa Behema. Elazar ben Gamliel holds, Abba ben Gamliel holds the same thing by Maisa Behema also. That Nitl Boimid, you don't have to mamish count out 1 to 3 to 9. Just estimate. This is the 10th one. Over Machshava also is good. So that's his halacha, that we just can't say this is the 10th one. Should be Maisa, that's good, even though you didn't count it. Yeah. All right, I'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Nuntes Amud Aleph on top. So we're trying to be Miyashiv that Rabbi Yosef Yehudi Shita, that he says, Maiser, that if you have 10 animals, then you just take out one, so that one could become Maiser, even though you didn't count the first 9. So Morseska, he holds like Abeloze ben Goymel, that he says that the din of Machshov v'nechshol chen truma seichem. So the Morse says on top that Av truma smaiser is also in the Telus Boimed of Machshov. Truma smaiser also could be taken Boimed of Machshov. U'maisa kai rachmona truma, the Torah calls maisa same aloha like truma. Yesu the Pasuk says, Ki es maisa b'nei Yisrael ashirimu l'Hashem Truma nosati l'leviyim l'nachlo. So it comes out that Maisa has the same halacha like Truma, that just like Truma you could take with Machshava, just thinking that you want to separate it. And believe me, you don't have to really count it out, just estimate it. So the same thing applies to Maisa also. And therefore he holds that the Iskish Maisa Behemel and Maisa Dogon, there's a Hekish, that Ma Maisa Dogon, just like the Maisa you take off from wheat, is Nito Bo'imed of Machshava. You don't have to really count out one tenth, but it's enough just to make an estimate, or else with a machshava with your mind, just to think that that side, that piece on the side, should be maisa, is af maisa beim, and the same thing applies to maisa beim also, is nito beim of a machshava. You can take it beim of a machshava, so that's your shita. So if you have 10 animals then, you just pull out one, or even with your machshava, that you decide that one should be the maisa, it's chal maisa beimer on it. Even though you did not count the first 9, like we hold in the Mishnah. That we hold, no, we hold the oifen to make Maisa Behemer is, first you have to count 9, then the 10th one becomes a Kodesh. Yeah, this is where we're holding. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rava, Asiri, the 10th one, Le'elofu Kodesh, is Kodesh by itself. Meaning to say, if you counted 9 Behemers, and the 10th one, even though you didn't count it, it's Kodesh by itself. The Rashi says, even though the 10th one is still left over in the deer and did not come out, you did not count it, it's Kaddish by itself. So Mara says, Minole l'Rovah, how does Rova know to say this Kiddish? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Mihod the Tanya, this that we learned. Ein le'yelish shekor shmoy asiri. We ought to know if you call the 10th one asiri, then it's chal ma'isa be'ema. What's going to be le'kor shmoy asiri? Let's say it did not count the 10th one asiri. Minayin, how do we know to say it's still it's Kaddish? We're going now, we counted the first 9. And the 10th one, even if you do not call it Asiri, how do I know to say it's Kaddish? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Asiri yi Kaddish, the 10th one should be Kaddish, mikom makom. Mashmi, even though you don't call it Asiri, still it's Kaddish. So this should be a Raya to Rava. Samar says, no. Fidume, maybe Asiri hudale karya. Maybe you did not call the 10th one Asiri. But Kaddish karya. Maybe we're talking about you did call it Kaddish, you did say it should be Kaddish. Therefore it's Chal Maisa Behemer on it. But maybe if you say nothing, it's not Chal at all. That's one Pshat Rashi. The other Pshat Rashi says no, that it could be, it's not called Asiri, meant to say that it does not have Kedusha to be brought for Korban. But Kaddish Karya just means to say that it has Kedusha on it. and therefore be nechal b'mumai, but does not say clearly you could bring it for carbon. So from here would not be a proof to Rav that Rav holds me'elov etzaka chala kedushi, you could even bring it for carbon. So where it says true elam mehor, Rav brings a proof from this halacha. The Tani will learn like this: koro l'chi yasiri of a mishnah later. Let's say you called the ninth one by mistake, you called it number 10. Then v'yotzo hasiri, the tenth one went out, v'loy diber, you did not say anything upon it. So halacha is hachi, the ninth one, necha v'mumay. Mashman has kedusha on it, that you cannot stam eat it. You have to wait till it becomes a bamum, and then you can eat it. For you are siri meiser. But the tenth one that came out, even though it says v'loy diber, you did not say anything on it, that has the kedushas meiser behema. So it's a raya to Rava, even though it came out me'elov, you didn't say anything on it, it's still it's kaddish. Smur says no. V'dilma maybe shani hosem the ivru le'asiri. Here we're talking about that you counted 9, and by mistake, instead of saying 9, you called them to count the 9th one 10. But then the 10th one did walk out. Sure, she didn't call it asiri. But the 10th one, like is ivru rei, we know clearly that's going to be the one. Inami rels the achvi elavayu means you looked at it. It is said like it did walk through the deer. So Melech was the 10th one walking through. So even though you didn't call it 10, but I called upon him since it went through. So Rashi says, Devorah le Yisiri, you chose it to be the 10th one, means, Shelefishi Yotze v'tsoif tisha. Since it went out after 9, Nivra me'asim, we see clearly, Shua Siri. L'chein havi k'sher ma'isa. Afreshli shalai korol Hashem, even though you didn't call it a shame. But I called upon him since it went out, the 10th one, that's enough to make it ma'isa. But here we're talking about Rav as the Chiddush, where it didn't go out altogether. It stays inside the deer. So if it stays inside the deer, how do we know deer that it's Kaddish? Rav Simon says, Inam, here also the same thing. The Achvil of Oyi means when it was walking out, you saw it. So you knew that was the 10th one. Maybe that's why it's Kaddish. But where it stays inside the deer, maybe it's not Kaddish. Samara says, Ela rather Mehor. Rav brings the proof from this halacha. The Tanya learned like this. Korolat Shi Asiri, by mistake, when the ninth one came out of the deer, you called it number 10. Omeis Asiri Badir, and the tenth one died in the deer. Usually, Maisa Behemer is you bring the 10 into one corral, there's a small door there, and you start letting them go out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and number 10, usually you say, erase them, Maisa. Here, by mistake, the ninth one you called number 10, and the tenth one died inside the deer, did not go out, so there's no Yitzi at all. Still, it says here, Chi Nechab Mumai, the ninth one has the loch, it has Kedusha on it, but not like Rava, and therefore it's Nechab Mumai, you have to wait till it becomes about Mum, and then you could, the Baalim could eat it. But for Kulam Peturim, but all of them are Potter for Maisa Behema. So why are they all Potter? My time of Kulam Peturim, the Havmin is, why is the nine that went out Potter from counting them over again? Lav Mishum isn't the Pshat is, the Kodesh Le'asiri. But the Maisa, the tenth one inside the corral, has Kedusha Maisa on it. So it's like you came already the Kedusha that did Maisa Vema. And now that it died there, for good, bury it. But I call upon him, you ready Yotza, the Mitzvah's Maisa. So, because of not for Rava, so why will you Yotza? Since he didn't count number 10, it shouldn't have a Kedusha at all, and therefore you weren't Yotza, the din of Maisa Vema yet. So Mar says, no, maybe really the tenth one has no Kedusha at all. If so, why is the first nine potter? V'dilma d'yiftru b'minyan haro. Maybe they're potter because when they went out, when you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 8, they were all fit, really, that there should be a tenth one coming out to be Maisa. So at the time when you counted them, so that's called the minyan haro. The time when you counted this 1, 2, 3, when they're walking out, it was fit for it really to be chala Maisa Beima. So at that time, these are potter from the mitzvah. Even if it does not come out at the end that you took off Maisa Behema. Where's this proof? The Yama Rav, because Rav said like this. So again, it could be, there's no proof that this tenth one that died in the deer has Kedushas Maisa on it. It could be no, since you didn't call it Asiri, it has no Din Asiri. Why is the first nine potter? Because when they went out through the deer, they were fit at that time that it should be a Din Maisa. So that gives them a Ptur. The Yama Rav, Rav says like this. Me nine, how do I know what to say? Minyan haro poiter. That's Rava's halacha. That when you start counting 1, 2, 3, and at that time you had 10 in the corral, and at Pipashas you should have finished off to number 10 to make it Maisa Behema. So even though for some reason you stopped counting after whatever number, 2 or 3 or 4, but the ones that you counted have a Ptur for Maisa Behema. So therefore in this Bryce again, there's no proof to say the 10th one is really Kaddish, It could be, since you did not call it number 10, maybe it's not Kaddish. So Morris says, Ela rather than Meho, I'll bring you a proof of Rabbah from here. The Tanya will learn like this. Koro la chi yasiri. If you made a mistake, and the ninth one coming out, you called number 10. Finishtayir asiri badir, and the tenth one really still remained inside the corral. Did not come out yet. So hachi necheba mumai. The ninth one has kedusha on it. You have to wait till it becomes about mum, and then you could eat it. For you have siri meiser. It says clearly here the tenth one has kedushas meiser on it. So the question is why? The tenth one did not go out yet, so why should it be meiser? Elamai, it's a riot to Rava that the tenth one is kodesh from Elov, even though you don't call it, even though it does not come out. Fredig mora stira, I've what Tanya we learned, chi chulin. Learn though the ninth one is chulin, it's not kodesh at all. So Mora says, Tony Tona Kaimid Rosheshis, Hatana learned in front of Rosheshis that Hamani Reb Shimon ben Yehudi. You know why the one that says the ninth one is Chulin, that goes according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. The Tanya will learn like this. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Reimer, he says over Mishum Reb Shimon, the name of Reb Shimon like this, that Af Hachi Ein Kodesh, in this case,